News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Yesterday here in News Talk Breakfast, we heard how an Garda Síochána are working to embrace technology as part of their modernisation and renewal strategy. Today we're turning our attention to the West Midlands Police, who are making huge strides in terms of policing with technology. Now we're joined now by News Talk's technology correspondent, Jez Kelly. Jez, you went over to Birmingham to the West Midlands Police to see for yourself what's going on over there.
Yeah, so I read through the modernisation and renewal strategy, and within that document, the police force in the UK are referred to a number of times as kind of best in class or ones that we should look to see what they're doing. So I went over to, I flew into Birmingham and I went to Lloyd House, which is the headquarters for the West Midlands Police, and I met with Assistant Chief Constable Alex Murray, and he told me how handheld devices have transformed how frontline officers respond to crime.
Our frontline officers have got mobile devices, not dissimilar to this one I'm showing you now. They're encrypted and they can do many things on their mobile devices that hitherto they couldn't. So what happens normally, you're dispatched to a job, you're dispatched over the radio, you go to that job and you have a load of paperwork you need to do, or you need to update the log. Historically, what happens is you return to the police station and you do it. Now, that doesn't need to happen. That can happen when you're out and about. So you can be dispatched to the log. You don't need to describe over the radio for a long period of time what type of job it is. You can say you've just got a job, or you get an alert on your phone to say you're going to a job, a bit like an ambulance does. You deal with the job, and then straight afterwards you can update the device without having to return to the police station. You're then ready to dispatch to the next job. You've therefore provided a better service. You got there quicker. You know more about the job. You can assess risk better. You can understand whether you should rush more, and you can respond to the victim quicker, and you can get to the next victim quicker because you haven't to return to the police station.
It sounds like there's a number of benefits to this technology. It makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And the mobile device, I want to point out, is just a phone. It's just a smartphone that has, it receives a push notification, basically. I saw it in action. So that the officers get a push notification to their phone, they open it up and they see the information that they need to know. This means then that officers aren't spending a lot of time on the radio. It frees up all that radio signal. And it means that officers who are meant to be out on patrol can actually go out on patrol and aren't stuck behind a desk doing paperwork.
Mm. Now, this technology surely means that those in the control room know where the officers are at any given moment.
Yes.
Similar to the control room strategy the Gardaí are working on, which you mentioned yesterday. Now, it hasn't come yet, you know what I mean?
Well, it's in certain divisions, and we will see it hopefully rolled out. I haven't actually seen what the Gardaí here are looking to work towards, but it sounds, from what I've read and from what I've heard, it sounds like they're working towards a system that is similar enough to what they have in Birmingham at the moment. What I found quite interesting as well, though, is that the police in the West Midlands, they actually adapt their methods of policing based upon the information they have, the data generated from this system. So rather than just responding or reacting, they can go out then and prevent crime looking at the analytics that's been generated.
Mm. So it's working towards crime prevention as well as detection.
Exactly it. That's exactly it.
So what other technologies used by the West Midlands Police?
Well, interestingly, and I don't know how you feel about this, but they recently brought in body-worn cameras, and Assistant Chief Constable Alex Murray explained how they're used.
So we have recently rolled out body-worn video cameras to all our response officers, and there's been lots of randomised control trials with body-worn videos and police officers where you can compare those who've got body-worn video to those who haven't, and we've seen tremendous differences. Huge reduction in complaints against police officers when they're wearing body-worn video. Now, you know, this was a quantitative study, so we don't really know why. There is probably truth in the middle somewhere where citizens see the body-worn video and moderate their behaviour. There's a bit around spurious complaints not being made because they know that it was caught on camera, and there's a bit around probably officers thinking what I'm doing is being recorded. Either way, I'm not sure which one it is, but there's a reduction in complaints. So the system we've used, it's all on the cloud, so it's very intuitive to use. You have your own personal issue, you rock up at the start of your shift, you pick up your system, you turn it on, you put it down, and it automatically uploads onto the cloud. You record on a system what may be of evidential importance, and it can be then used evidentially.
Now, body cameras make perfect sense, especially when you see some of the stuff that goes up on social media about the Gardaí's interaction with people on the street. But in this case, are the body-worn cams, are they mandatory in the UK?
No, at the moment, in the West Midlands Police, they're used at the officer's discretion. And it's also worth noting that, you know, just because an officer is wearing one doesn't mean they're actually recording. But what I learned by speaking to Alex Murray is that if someone goes to attack an officer, for example, the officers can hit the button on their chest, which will activate the camera, and the camera will capture the 30 seconds leading up to the attack as well as the moments thereafter. So it can capture a lot of footage.
But one of the important points is it has reduced the amount of complaints made against individual officers in the line of their duty.
Yeah, and like as you heard Alex saying there, you know, they don't necessarily know why that is. Is it that, you know, the police are behaving better? Is it that the public are behaving better? Or is it just that everyone, you know, there's less kind of false complaints made because people see the cameras, so they alter what they complain about. But as I said, on the pilot schemes that they've tested, it seems that there has been a reduction in complaints against police officers.
Okay, so that's the cameras. What about virtual reality?
Well, look, if we're talking about innovation, it doesn't get much more innovative than this. There's a pilot program ongoing at the moment whereby drivers who are found to be speeding can choose between a fine and penalty points or a 12-minute virtual reality film. So drivers place the VR headset on, which then produces a simulation of the aftermath of an accident to see the impact of dangerous driving. Now, I actually spoke to a police officer who had used it, and he told me that it had a big impact on him. But this is part of an alternative awareness course, and it's thought that the drivers will think twice about dangerous driving, more so than if they just received penalty points.
Okay, so now as we heard from your report yesterday, we're still working towards rolling out basic enough technology around the country.
Yes.
Never mind virtual reality, that's the space age time. Did the Assistant Chief Constable Alex Murray have any thoughts on the Irish system?
Yeah, he was actually quite optimistic about it. He was saying, you know, the fact that, you know, Noreen O'Sullivan thinks that we're 20 years behind, it means that we have a great opportunity because no digital strategy lasts more than 3 years. So we now have the opportunity to leapfrog a lot of old technology and sort of future-proof ourselves. So we need to draw up and work hard towards our five-year strategy and hopefully then reap the rewards.
Okay, Jess Kelly, thanks very much for that. Very interesting report.